Then you can see it in the frame.
Remind you of anything, man?
It reminds me of Neptune, which is today's... That's going to fuck up a cable or something.
That was supposed to be our prop for the day. Now it's gone.
Now the prop for the day.
You dirtied it on the
you
ground.
You ruined the prop of the day.
It's quite close.
Well...
I could crazily easily get that.
You guys, we completely blew ourselves.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Tobias.
No, we did a video where we were all in blue face paint.
But we didn't say blew ourselves in that. That's straight up from Arrested
Development. That is from Tobias, yeah. We became completely blue. We should have got the fucking face paint out, dude.
We still have blue face paint over there.
We could do it.
No,
we could.
I'm not doing it.
No, that was a bitch to take off.
No. But maybe this one.
That was...
Okay, but hold on. Okay, do it again, though.
Okay. And we're blue. No, we're not.
If you're listening at home, imagine us blue.
Imagine we blew ourselves right then.
They're blue?
No. Guys, how the fuck has the East Coast been, man? I've been gone out of this.
You have been gone. You have been gone for a long
time. I've missed so many different aspects of the East Coast, bro.
Last night I went to Guitar Center to buy new bass strings, and then I saw through, I think it was the Morgan L, there was a homeless fella sitting on the bench, and I thought that he was jacking off, but I guess what he was doing was under his jacket flipping off everyone on the bus.
That's sick. That's cool.
He's sitting there, he's lifting the jacket up and doing like a little bird.
What's wrong with you that you think everybody's, like, any homeless person's
jacking
off?
I thought he was jacking off because the hand motion, but he was just flipping little birds at everyone. It was so sick.
He was jacking off with the other hand.
Man. Maybe he was jacking off with the other hand.
He was jacking off to being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Just like gets a homeless person off.
Screw you, man.
I think this is maybe the second episode in a row we started with talking about homeless people.
Yeah, we got to stop talking about it.
It makes us look bad.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's fine to say whatever you want about whoever you want.
Yeah dude. All you right. Say whatever
you changed
fuck
my
you
mind.
Want.
Not all that. You
the East Coast
mind
has
completely.
Been sleepy as fuck without you, man.
Really, bro?
Honestly, life has ground to a halt.
Dude, I knew that.
I've been doing a vegetable and fruit puzzle, playing some video games.
You left and I got
a vegetable and fruit puzzle.
There's so
bananas today.
He needs to do a vegetable and fruit puzzle every
day. So much stress in my life that I got into Zins, right?
Yeah.
I started chewing Zins. I eat them.
You chew them.
I chew them. I chew them and I swallow all the salt.
Bro, you got to drop the Zins and get on the different Zins, the Zinfandels.
The Zinfandels.
You have to become a connoisseur.
I should.
Exactly. And Zinfandel, by the way, very fancy wine.
I bought Zins and, not even thinking about it, picked out the citrus flavor.
Which reminding who you
reminding
of
me
what?
Of a little green fella that I need to talk about immediately because there was a problem.
What was the problem?
So
you reach a register I never heard before.
So
me
and my friend, it's been rough. It's been rough. I've been dealing with a lot of stressful stuff, and I've been having to deal with this fucking OJ, the alien guy. And so I got writer's block. I have to write all the songs for him, and then...
You've been writing the songs for him?
I've been writing the songs, and he's been rapping.
Oh, my God.
He is merely
a puppet?
Rapping.
Yeah. I'm the ghostwriter.
Oh, my God.
I'm the ghostwriter.
You probably wrote Dr. Dazzle's verse, too, right?
No, but I...
That makes sense.
That's a different
thing. What about B-Lex?
I don't know.
But you've been writing all of the OJ.
I wrote all of OJ's. I'm his writer.
I had no idea.
So I hit writer's block. I call up my friend Rupert. Rupert's a very talented musician. And OJ hits me back and says, no, I don't need you and Rupert. I have already written the Neptune song with DJ Gleptar.
No.
So me and Rupert, Rupert flew all the way here from Los Angeles to record. And then,
from Australia to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and then we had to...
And from somewhere else.
And from his mother to the earth.
They just send him back. I'm down 3K.
Jesus
Studio
Christ.
Time plus airplane.
Where does
airplane.
The store get the kids from?
I don't know.
Planet Baby.
But...
So he's
guys,
going through space, and the baby has to hold its breath?
Well, that's you why guys. It's a stork with wings and not a crawling animal like a toad.
You guys?
A toad would jump from...
I was thinking of a horned toad, which is a lizard.
We're going to get right into the song.
I pictured in my head.
We're going to go right into it.
Not even worth it. Just leave that alone.
It's completely true, but I don't need to.
We're going to get right into the OJ the Alien.
We're doing the song
today.
First.
That's
we're
so
doing
fucking the song early,
first.
Bro.
Just like Mercury, we're doing the song first.
The song before the Planet Report?
Yes.
Holy shit. All right.
Okay.
You guys, this
song. If you insist on it.
This song has ruined my life. Julio. Oh, Julio's here.
I'm here.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, wait. Switch to your camera.
Yeah.
Is it on?
Say nope. Hello.
It's off.
It's off. Well, yeah. He's right there, guys.
He's behind the laptop.
I think he put himself into the bar in there.
Oh. Ow.
It's fine. OJ the Alien. I got this beat from DJ Gleptar.
Sexiest planet. Yeah, talk to Mercury and that bitch can can it. I love you, you're so blue. Venus is my BM, but I'm in your DM. That kid is a dud. That kid dumb as fuck.
What kid?
The way that he's mine, he put his mouth on a truck. Venus, tell your kid, put his mouth on the curb. I pay child support every month on the third. Stop telling family court that I am a perv. But Neptune, you have my word. I can take you out once those payments deferred. Neptune, Neptune, I wanna get you back to my room, my room. Wanna sex you,
I'll
sex you.
So apparently the Venus diss track is because she's his baby mama.
He had sex with
fuck
Venus.
Fuck Venus.
Fuck Venus. We hate that
it's
shit.
It's kind of making me rethink my working relationship with OJ the Alien.
Well,
Venus, I think that he's a
deadbeat?
Bad guy. I think
Venus,
he's just a very deadbeat person.
How did Venus?
He's not even a person.
How did how did he have a kid with a planet, bro?
I don't even know how any of that works.
Also,
but now he's trying to have a kid with Neptune.
How does he make a planet go perpendicular? It's a round shape.
That's a good point.
Well, that's, you know, Uranus,
maybe he's gonna,
you should have learned something from the Uranus planet report. That planet is at a right angle to the other planet, so you could consider that perpendicular.
Nothing is at any kind of angle if it's round to
it's
me.
It's a rotational axis.
But,
actually
but that's
axis
all
that
just that's all pretend.
Right. It does not
that's
real.
Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing about space, man. I've been thinking about this, and I've been waiting until the 8th episode to bring this up. Mm-hmm. Which way is up in fucking space?
Wow.
Damn, you can't in space. No one can hear you scream.
That's true.
That's
and
crazy.
No one can hear you cream, dude.
No.
Neptune.
No one can hear me cream on Earth either.
I've
that privately.
I've loudly creamed on Earth.
I don't loudly cream at all.
If I cream in my bathroom alone and no one is around to hear it, did I cream?
No.
If you cream
no, I did not.
Toilet.
According Like, not unless my wife starts installing security cameras. Mm-hmm. Like she threatened to when I started creeping in the bathroom.
Did you guys ever know anybody who used to jack off in the toilet?
You talked about this. In it's Chad.
In the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Chad used to jack off into, used to like lean over the toilet and spurt
leaning
into the
over
toilet.
Is so crazy. Leaning
and he told
over
me that,
it.
He was like it was everybody did that. And I was like, right. I don't think most people do that, man.
He's like milking his shit like he's got an udder.
Jubio, did you ever jack off into the toilet?
Yeah.
You did?
He said, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess that's two guys I know. Well, yeah. What are the odds of the two people I've ever heard doing that are close friends of mine, though?
Right. Yeah.
Do I attract these milkers?
I guess you do.
You kind of have a, yeah.
Male milkers.
Just something to think about.
You attract male milkers.
What, so DJ Gleptar.
I guess this
Gleptar,
is also, speaking of, this is what you said, eighth episode. I guess we're in, are we in week four? Is it week four
I don't
now?
Even know.
I think we're in week four,
I think
yeah.
It's week four, day one.
Wait, maybe it's the seventh episode.
Week four,
episode.
Day one.
No, it's, yeah, it's the seventh.
Because Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's the seventh because
okay,
we skipped
seventh.
Earth.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Week four, day one, y'all. I can't believe
wow.
It feels like we've been doing this for 10 weeks already.
I want to do the 52 weeks of planets.
This?
And I want to
do the 52
it,
weeks
it once
of the
year.
Year.
I want to do it once a year. I want to do 52 weeks of planets.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think that we should find planets in other solar systems.
This has been
we
the longest the next month of my life.
And take a look at them. Well, this guy hates Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, I honestly believe that outside of the planets, I think that the 5 weeks of planets has brought misfortune upon me.
Why?
I think that
I can't. I just things in my life. I feel like
I feel the same way. I've been sick for most of
trouble
every
has,
week of planets.
Has followed since I would say since about the week before Halloween. Trouble has followed me.
Which
me
at
too.
First
at every
the
turn.
Trouble starts and it's before Halloween. You're thinking, man, this is
I know
just
what
that,
this is.
This is the Halloween blues.
Yeah, this is the trick.
This is
I'm
the Halloween
for the treat.
Halloween curse. Yeah, but then the treat never comes.
Damn,
and
the treat that never comes.
And then you're getting into the Thanksgiving month, and you're thinking, well, what the hell's happening?
What gives?
This
what
must be
gives?
This is the curse of the Comanches. But then that maybe is going to stick around
right,
all the
they wouldn't
Christmas.
Curse me out. They wouldn't curse one of their own.
Exactly. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. If it's anything, true. I should be cursing you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we've disrespected your ancestors so many different times.
Yeah.
I don't think that's about ancestry today. I think we should keep to planets because I'm too scared to think about anything superstitious.
Do you know who DJ Gleptar is? This guy's really
DJ Gleptar fucking killed it.
He bodied
yeah,
that
DJ
shit.
DJ Gleptar did a very good job. I don't know who DJ Gleptar is.
So to be clear here, this is the song that was made without your and your friend Rupert's involvement.
Yes,
this is the one that you guys were going to cook something up.
We were going to cook something.
Like,
we had something
you.
Amazing. I think it was actually this beat. Maybe DJ Gleptar stole it. I'm not sure.
No.
Wow.
DJ Gleptar, say it fast. Klepto. Oh,
and
my
you,
God.
And you read it backwards, it's Rat Pelg.
Wow.
Which
JD.
JD. Wow. Holy shit. Rat Pelg JD. That could be some other guy's name, too.
That could be a different guy's name.
So now we're looking
for backwards is Dorp.
Yeah. And
wait, and Alien backwards is Neela.
Neela.
OJJO.
Oh, shit, Jack.
Wow. We're J-O-J-D. Unlocking so much different stuff from reading things backwards. It's crazy.
Okay. So we did the song first, which is a bit unorthodox. But really, I need to know what we're even going to talk about because I've been MIA, man. I've been on the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
So I need the report. I'm going to be real
you
with
need
you.
The report?
I need the report because I need a baseline of information so I can talk about this shit in a way that
yeah, that's fair enough.
Is going to blow people's minds.
Let's go ahead and do the report.
Let's hear this report.
Find the damn thing.
Join us once again on a 5-week galactic journey through our solar system. Be prepared to learn and to laugh a little too. And now, the Planet Report with Cameron Fetcher.
He's joking around. It's okay. It's a long clip, so you're supposed to make jokes in it. Kind of.
I got a long clip for you.
Yeah.
Whoa. Chill on him.
Okay, sorry, today's Planet Report is it's a story.
Wow.
It's a bit like a fable.
Planet story.
So this is the story of Neptune, a Planet Report by Cameron Fetter. Once upon a time, 30 astronomical units away from the sun, there was a blue and icy planet named Neptune. One orbit, Neptune woke up and felt depressed. "What makes me special?" asked Neptune. "I feel so average."
"Don't worry, Neptune," said the sun. "You're very special. For example, you're an ice giant. Your distance from me means that you're dark and cold, covered by frozen, icy materials."
"Big whoop,"
replied Neptune. That doesn't make me unique. Uranus is an ice giant as well.
Well, maybe your surface doesn't matter. It's what you're like on the inside that counts. You have a rocky core, the sun said.
Yeah, right. So does Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Uranus, and probably Jupiter and Saturn, too. I knew I wasn't special.
Oh, I know what makes you special. You have an oval-shaped storm in your southern hemisphere called the Great Dark Spot.
Jupiter much?
Hmm. The sun rubbed its chin with its hand. Let's see. Your day is 16 hours long, but your year is 165 Earth years. You have 14 moons. You were discovered in 1846. You have rings. Is any of this helping?
No, it's not,
yelled Neptune violently.
In fact, you're just making me feel worse. I think I'm going to kill myself.
No.
And Neptune opened its desk drawer with its hand, where it kept its revolver, and used its hand to put the gun to its atmosphere.
No.
I'm done doing this with you, screamed the sun in anguish. It seems like every rotation you threaten to kill yourself. You think you have it bad? Look at Pluto. The poor guy isn't even a planet anymore.
Even my suffering isn't unique, sighed Neptune. I think I get it now. I was so concerned with being special, but what's actually special is that I'm so similar to everyone else in my solar system. It's about togetherness and family.
That's right, said the sun. I'm glad you came around. Like coming around the sun.
Yeah.
I'm coming around me, I mean.
The me.
Let's eat. And the planets all started in on their Thanksgiving dinner. Moral. The moral of the story.
Okay.
There is nothing interesting about Neptune. There are no good facts.
Nothing good. You couldn't find anything.
It's the eighth planet. They covered everything.
Yeah.
Everything's been done. They got it all.
There's a blue
one. There's an ice one.
There's a spot.
There's nothing, man.
Yeah. God fucking damn it, man. The whole episode's supposed to be about this fucking shit planet, and it sucks ass.
God damn. There's the Neptunes. There wouldn't be the production duo without the name.
Neptune has a cool symbol,
and we wouldn't get the song "Happy" by Pharrell if it weren't for the Neptunes.
Why are they called the Neptunes?
I don't. Because
there's nothing unique about them.
No,
They're like everything
water
else.
Based.
The two guys are water based.
I don't know.
Everyone's water based.
Yeah,
I guess we're all
even the biggest stretch in the world.
Oh, because they were so cold.
But there's
and,
a cold,
Pharrell
cold
had a company
planet?
Called Ice Cream,
Ice Giant.
Ice oh, giant, of, and they were so when they were ice giant. Giants, they were so cold. They might be giant.
My
wow.
blue shirt says giant.
Okay,
on
yeah,
it.
Walk us through the fit.
It's a blue shirt that says giant on it, and a blue hat that says Mexico for my Mexican friend.
And Mexico's on a planet.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Today, my landlord came into the apartment. I was talking to him, and I said, "Oh, my friend is here. He's visiting from Mexico." My landlord went, "Mexico." I said, "Yeah, Mexico." And he went, "Mexico?" And I said, "Yeah, Mexico." And he said, "Like he's Mexican?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Mexican?" I said, "Yeah." And he went, "Oh."
Wow. Not too sharp, this landlord
no,
guy.
No. How did you feel about that, Julio?
It made me feel special.
Yeah. Julio, how was your... You got in this morning at... what time was it?
I thought I was going to land at 6 a.m., but it landed at 5,
uh-huh.
which was really fucked up because I was Ubering to Cam's.
Yeah.
And I had to call him 20 times before his phone rang once.
It didn't ring, but it was okay because my alarm was set and I woke up at the right time anyway.
Yeah.
Nice.
He woke
but
up in clutch
really
time.
I have a really funny screenshot now that I can post with a really funny caption if I want to.
20 calls from
20
Julio.
Missed calls from Julio and caption it something like when you say you're 15 years old or something like that.
Yeah. Funny.
That would be, you really gave him a lot of ammo there.
It's a gimme.
That's not funny.
That was easy money.
You're destroyed.
Nope. But apparently he got stopped by Border Patrol because they didn't like his drip.
They don't fuck with me.
No.
They don't fuck with you? Why not?
You look like that.
Because I look like a boss.
No, it's not. They did not say, "I'm sorry, I have to go to another room."
They say, "You look like a boss.
No.
Come over here."
This guy came off the plane like a boss, and we detained him for 20 minutes.
That's what they said.
They did not say that.
They took
man.
Me into a room, and the next 20 people that got sent into the room were all from China or Hong Kong.
So those are
they
bo-
thought
those
he
are-
was Gino.
Oh, they did think he was Chino.
Yeah. I've been saying
they sent
Chino.
You to the Chino room.
Yeah, yeah, they said, you're too much of a boss. Come here.
No, they didn't say anything about you being a boss, man.
That's what they said.
They did not say, are you here for work? What do you do here for work?
You're
I'm such a boss.
I'm the boss.
You're such a boss.
I'm nothing. I'm actually an employee. I'm
you
not
went
a
to
boss.
The VIP
I'm
of
nothing.
Customs.
I don't exist.
The VIP of customs. That's crazy.
Yep.
I can't wait to go to another country and get locked up forever.
Yeah.
They've troubled me before.
Do you guys think that you would enjoy getting extradited?
I don't
probably
know.
Not. Well, from somewhere to here, I guess, or like, just, where am I? Where am I?
I just think
what am
it'd be
I doing?
Fun to be sent somewhere. And do they put you on a normal plane?
Do
if
they
you get
do
extradited?
That in real life or only in Batman?
They do that in real life, man. But if you, do you go
Brittany
first
Griner,
class?
They did it to her.
Yeah, they did Brittany Griner.
They did Brittany Griner.
Do they
like
put
that?
You in a prison shackle? And then they put you on your own plane.
They put a balloon on you,
uh-huh.
And
then
they fly you into the bat plane.
Yeah.
No, that's a different. That's a movie, man.
Bane does it.
This has never happened
in
real life.
It didn't happen to Bane. It happened in the second one.
Huh.
Wait, to what?
That's the only. That's what I learned.
Yeah,
what extraditing
they
was.
The balloon
yeah.
And he sends him on a balloon.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
I do.
Did they
remember
extradite
that.
The Chinese guy?
No.
They send him on.
They say Chinese. Or no, they say China won't extradite him.
Yeah,
one
so,
of their own.
So Batman does
so
it.
Batman comes and he balloons him.
Yeah, he sends him on a balloon all
they're
the way
do
to
that
America.
Too.
Please no, bro. Yeah. We need him.
Balloon him back to Mexico.
I've seen that movie. I've seen The Dark Knight a couple times now. I'd zone out when that scene is on.
It's a crazy.
Probably
I don't.
The most boring
I still
part of the
don't
movie.
Understand yeah. what it has to do with the plot of the movie.
No,
at all.
Not
I could
nothing
not
at all.
Tell you what how it relates to anything. In
is
the
it
movie,
about
except remembering
how,
that it happens?
Is it to motivate the Joker?
Show me
it
more
has
Joker.
To do with Wayne Industries, maybe.
Show me Mo Joker.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't care
Heath.
About.
I want to see Heath Ledger.
Bring him back.
The Bruce
Bring
Wayne parts of any Batman movie do not interest me, except yeah. for the new one where it's the only interesting part of the movie.
Yeah,
but in the first three,
what do you mean? There's a fucking car chase.
I don't give a fuck about that car chase.
The car chase was kind of okay.
Car I like the part
the Riddler was dope.
The parts of the new one where he's walking around. And just looks fucking bummed
yeah.
out. And Charlie's Angels, he's got that Charlie's Angels swag, and he's walking around in his suit just like...
Charlie's dude. Angels? What do you mean?
Remember, what's the guy with the hair from Charlie's Angels?
Sam Rockwell guy?
No, the fucking Christopher... Not Christopher. The guy who's weird.
Bosley?
No, the guy who's weird.
Oh, Creepy Thin Man.
From he's in
yes, Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover. Yeah.
Crispin.
When he's Crispin Glover and he's walking around and he's got his hair down, and he's like, this shit just sucks. I have to it's fucking okay fight the fight.
It's so there's no better part of any movie when a guy is acting emo. Mm-hmm. That's always the best part of every movie.
We need every movie to be like this now.
Manchester by the Sea.
I never seen that, but I've never ever seen that movie, but it does sound sad to me.
I've seen the clip where he tries to kill
I've
himself.
I've only seen the clip where he tries to kill himself. I don't know if that's what it's about.
What's the saddest movie you've ever fucking seen?
See.
Wait, dude, Neptune is the blue.
Yeah.
The blue is the coldest planet.
What makes you feel... we need to talk about being blue.
Yeah.
We're both having a rough month.
Uh-huh.
I have sickness. He's into nicotine these days.
Yeah.
And you have a Mexican in your house.
I have unrevealed struggles.
You have unrevealed struggles that can't even... That, really people would even believe if you said what
unpublished.
They were. Yeah. Violent struggles.
Yeah. Violence within me.
So
or not that.
What's the bluest movie you've ever seen?
Come and See. I saw Come and See at my parents' house.
That's
two
a good
years
place
ago.
To watch that.
I know.
2 years ago, and I shut it off at the end, and then that was when I was sober, and then I saw that, and I got so sad that I drank a Bud Light out of the fridge and ended sobriety.
That can't be fucking true.
I was
Come
also,
and See drove you to drink?
I was also bored.
You got drove to drink by a movie?
I
that
got
is
drove
the
to drink by boredom.
That's the wackest possible.
And it was probably some other crap going on in
if
my
you,
life
if
at that
getting,
time
if
as well.
If you're getting driven to drink by a movie, it should be like the Baz Luhrmann Great Gatsby or something.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah! Yeah, dude, pass me one!
Project X.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an immersion thing. It's to make
Project
the movie.
X.
It's
There's
to make
something
the movie
really
4D.
Funny, though, about, yeah. the, about the Baz Luhrmann Great Gatsby. You just hear all the music. Oh, shit. Just popping
Wait,
bottles on your couch. A little party never hurt nobody.
Yeah. Now, there's other crap
you
going on.
You can't watch
at that
Train
time.
Spotting and be like, oh,
I want to do heroin.
Dude, I need a White Claw.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
That's not a sad movie, though.
Train Spotting?
At the end, he chooses life.
Isn't that one of the saddest things of all?
Yeah, that is the saddest thing. He had
depression.
To choose it.
True, real shit.
For me, yeah. I watched, I forget the name of it, but it was a Japanese movie, a Takeshi Kitano movie about a deaf guy who learns to surf, and it was a really sad ending. And it was so sad that it made me angry. Where I got so sad that I was mad, I was like, I was mad at the movie for ending that way.
That happens a lot to me in movies. I don't think movies should have poor endings. They should all be smiley. Poor endings. Yeah. Oh, this movie felt, made me feel poor. Mm. Poorly bad.
Poorly, yeah.
I think that every movie should be... I can't think of a really sad
movie. That one,
movie,
too. Though. It was such a nice and loving movie.
Japan, bro.
It was Japanese. It was a Japanese beach movie.
Surf's wow.
About yeah. surfing, about overcoming a disability to surf. How wonderful is that?
Which, by the way, in terms of disabilities and surfing, I mean, there's people who surf with fucking no legs.
There's people
sure
got eaten by a shark.
Crazy.
Well, you watch the movie, you're going to be surprised by
is that what happens?
Leads.
He gets eaten by a shark?
No, that'd be a funny way to end, sadly.
Yeah.
You could surf if you were just a head.
What was that movie Soul Surfer? The girl loses her arm.
That's a real story, though.
That's a true story.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not just real. It's true.
Wow.
And a lady lost her arm
to a shark, and she was like, "Fuck it, I'm going back out there.
I gotta go."
Are you crazy?
What are you, stupid?
She is stupid.
Bitch, are you crazy?
Bitch, are you stupid? You should be getting workman's comp from the ocean and sitting at home all day.
Stupid ass.
Getting paid in sand dollars.
Well, but maybe she's looking for the shark.
Oh,
though.
I just realized
maybe she's looking for attention.
Maybe it's that.
Oh wait, if well yeah. Oh wait, if I go back out and keep surfing, I'll get so much
I'll
fucking
make a
attention.
Movie about me.
Yeah, fuck
maybe
you.
It's actually. I just realized maybe it's. Surfing was her passion. That's what made her happy.
No.
No.
Can't be that shit.
Uh-uh. Not fucking with that.
Surfing can't be a passion, dude. No. Surfing is a way to pass the time.
Surfing
maybe.
Is below heroin.
Yeah, passion to time.
Yeah, passing a little bit.
That's
of
how
time.
A surfer talks.
Passion all the time. That's how all surfers talk. They add SH to every single word. Yeah.
You guys didn't have many surfers up there in the
Northeast. No.
So there's some surf. I mean, definitely not like a strong surf culture, but Cape Cod, I definitely saw surfers around.
These are some of the smelliest people of all time.
Mm-hmm. They smell like salt.
They smell like salt.
Salt water.
Yeah. They're tan. Mm-hmm. They won't wear shoes.
They got
they wear those ugly dune suits. Wetsuits.
Wetsuits.
You guys ever worn a wetsuit?
No.
How come you wear a wetsuit to keep dry?
Well, it doesn't keep you dry.
It doesn't keep you dry at all. It
keeps you warm. It
keeps you dry.
Why are you doing like 4 a.m. Rodney Dangerfield waking up kind of still half asleep?
Why do you wear a wetsuit to keep dry?
To keep you dry.
But I get no wet. I get no wetsuits. I don't know what's going on.
What? Bro. I get no wetsuits.
I'm just going to go.
I get no wet.
I'm going to go home.
Julio
I'm just
going to
get Julio tag in. I'm just going to go home. I get no wet was okay for a
I
second.
I get no wetness. Wet.
That was kind of in
a
line.
Woman just walked by with Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, God.
Mickey. Santa went to Disney. The Santa that I like went to Disney. He got interviewed on the spinning teacups. They asked him, what's your favorite Disney character?
We never talked about Santa.
I know. I'm going to be doing an expose on the Santa. But just this is a preview, maybe.
You mean the Santa that you like? I'm so out of the...
Don't worry about it,
the
man.
The Santa
it's
that you like?
Deal.
What the fuck's happening?
There's a Santa Cameron likes.
What is that? There's only one Santa, man.
No, there's a Santa.
There's a lot of Santa. There's a thriving Santa ecosystem.
Oh, wait, sorry. Do you mean a Santa's helper that you like?
No. This is a
Santa.
But
he's on the teacups getting interviewed, and the guy says, what's your favorite Disney character? And Santa goes like this, Mickey Mouse!
Cop out.
Dumbass?
Cop out.
What the fuck are you talking about, Santa?
Biggest cop out in the world. Yeah.
Say a winter character.
Yeah.
Olaf.
Say Scrooge McDuck at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Mickey Mouse.
Oh, shit, dude.
A four-year-old kid wouldn't say Mickey Mouse.
No.
I saw a Grinch.
You were a Grinch?
I were a Grinch, and then I saw one. I went to a street fair while I was in L.A.
Yeah.
I'll show you a video I took.
You haven't even talked about your L.A. trip at all.
Yeah, because
I could be talking
I was
about
like,
that. Or you
I went
just
through
too...
an entire bottle of Dayquil in like 4 days, but I did see a Grinch and I videoed him, and he was actually
good at it.
He was pretty
good at it.
You can hear him.
That's not Jim Carrey. Who said that's Jim Carrey?
I'm gonna fucking kill you, man. All
right. Oh, whoops, I included.
It's that, shit, it is getting to be that time of year when
Yeah.
Grinches are just going to be around. That shit always weirds me out.
He had the full makeup and everything and a pot belly.
In Boston, when I was home for Christmas a couple years ago, I saw a Grinch just by the side of the road, not even hanging out in a mall or anything. He was just standing. He was on an overpass, just sitting on the sidewalk. I think I took a video of it. I don't know. I probably can't find it right now. He was just sitting on the overpass, and he wasn't even doing anything. He was full Grinched out.
Wow.
And I was rolling down the window and pointing at him, and he was kind of just going, ah!
Here's what's wrong with America. And children, mm-hmm. and society as well.
Yeah.
I go to this fucking Winter Wonderland parade, right?
Is that the L. Ron Hubbard one?
No, it was in New Hall, California. My brother's opening a pool hall up there, and I went.
New Hall, that's a good spot for a new pool hall.
Yeah. Wow. You mean pool hall. Go check it out, the break room. There was, it's like 10,000 people in this like little downtown area, mm-hmm. and the Grinch is doing a meet and greet Winter Wonderland. Welcome to Whoville. And there were slutty who's there. I'll say it. There were slutty who's. And then as I get closer, dude, sponsored by a church. So I'm like, what the hell is going on with these sluts? I didn't know they were allowed in church. But the line for the Grinch around the block, literally 200 kids and their entire families around the block, right? I walk a little bit further. Santa Claus, 10 people in line. 10 people in line.
What's wrong with this fucking country?
The fuck's going on?
What is wrong with this
country? The Grinch can pull more people. And that's, you know, that's why maybe my shows didn't sell that well.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit of a Santa Claus.
Right.
And
your
then,
shows didn't sell well?
I mean, I thought that I would get maybe, I thought I was going to have to add dozens of shows after.
Right. You thought maybe they were going to have
you
to
know,
we sold, double capacity.
We sold out
people
one and a
on
half,
laps.
But I thought that I was going to have to like, you know, you do two shows. Yeah, I flipped a bottle.
That's not cool.
Well, you would have been, if you wanted me to really flip a bottle, let's get this shit started.
Okay.
But if I thought that I was going to do two shows and then I was going to be one of those people where I have to add shows every 30 minutes,
shows.
Basically. Yeah, mm-hmm. six shows because demand was so high, but didn't happen. Because I'm guessing there was, I'm obviously the Santa Claus of stand-up comedy.
The Grinch.
But who's the Grinch?
Pierce.
It was Pierce.
Because he had a separate show that night.
It's completely Pierce.
That is actually true. He stands like him.
Yeah.
I'll say he stands exactly like him.
Pierce is a Grinch.
You know, what you're saying about adding shows is when I my strategy is when I do my stand-up tours, I usually just kind of book 8 shows right in advance.
Yeah.
That's smart. I do 2 nights, 4 shows each, and I usually get, you know, like 5 to 7 people each show.
That's exactly what happens when I go on the road with Adam to a secondary city. We go to Pittsburgh, and they book an 800-seat venue, and we sell about 80 tickets a show. Then we do 10 shows. It's really awesome.
That's what it's all about, bro.
That's what it's all about, dude.
That's what road dogging is all about.
That's what, we did Pittsburgh, the and struggle, it was man. Like, I think we did 6 shows, and it was like this giant venue, and then we didn't sell that many tickets, and then we saw that Matt Rife was the next weekend,
and he
did 12 shows, all sold out. I was like, dude, we're fucking something up really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's
it's
because
you went
out.
Into a big venue.
I just saw that thing. Somebody reposted a thing from a long time ago where he tried to fight Brandon.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I didn't know they had history like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no.
Which, by the way, if somebody wants, some promotion wants to put this on, I will put up $1,000 for that prize. For Brandon.
We'll do it
Matt
now.
Ryan.
We'll do it now.
Whoever loses, I win. That would be an amazing, amazing thing.
Brandon, if you're listening, you gotta do it. You gotta
you
do it.
You have to do it, dude.
Matt Rife just slid on the disabled community.
He did. You didn't see this? His Insta, bro.
The fuck? What'd he say?
Hit his Insta right now.
What happened? What'd he say?
What is that?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Taking your clothes off?
I'm ready to ride for my disabled
brother. You're ready to ride your disabled brother?
I'm ready to ride for my...
Is that how you take your clothes off?
Let's get this shit. Dude, I will slide on anybody who fucks with disabled people. I love disabled people more than I even love the abled, which is quite a lot. What did he say?
He said, if anyone's ever been offended by one of my jokes, click here for... I don't just click here to solve the problem.
Click here to solve the problem.
Here, I don't know. Click here for some reason.
Hole in one, a perfect joke.
And it was a link to.
It was a link to special needs helmets.
Matt Rife, you stupid fucking piece of shit.
It's also just like
you're gonna wish you were never born, man. Yeah, and you know what? You know, no disrespect to Brandon, but he looks like a baby 11-year-old child. So as soon as Matt Rife sees me talking shit, he's not going to ask me to fight him at a skate park.
No.
He's going to run the other way. He doesn't want me
making
his lips even
bigger. This was a couple
years
ago, too, when
And he's still been
Brandon
hunting.
Was younger.
Yeah, exactly. Brandon was younger, and he looked like and the I guy think from Matt Despicable was younger Me than, back in the day.
I think Matt was younger than Brandon, I think. I don't know.
Well,
let me
either way
let me
Matt,
look up
Matt
let me
Reif,
look up Matt Reif's Wikipedia real quick.
Again. Matt White,
it's beyond on site for you.
If you want to see a white boy on, really wilding it out
on Galaxy? Say we're in the same galaxy. You're going down.
Yeah.
And another thing, man.
Straight up, I'm gonna kill your ass.
Listen, I know you thought you were you thought you were getting won over, making fun of the disabled community. You thought, oh, no one will notice if I do this. Yeah. Guess what, buddy? You fucked with another community at the same time that you didn't even realize that is gonna come down with you. Come down on you with the fury of 1 million angry guys.
Which community is that?
Community of conscientious bike riders.
That's right.
Yeah.
We wear helmets as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because
and
sometimes
the
order them
community.
From special needs websites.
And the
because they
community.
Fit better because I have a bit of a odd
they're
well
crafted.
Head.
It's the craftsmanship.
My head is shaped like many disabled people's heads, so it fits better into the
right.
thing.
Yep. It's designed to be fit on your head.
Exactly.
Straight up. And also, man...
And babies, too.
And babies.
And babies.
Matt Reif, you fuck with babies? You and, fuck with me?
Yeah, you can fuck with the disabled and different races all you want, but the second you go for babies...
Those are our future.
That's our future, man! Don't fuck with the babies, bro.
They need to grow up and change the world.
And Matt...
And you are inhibiting that.
You're trying to make them commit suicide before they've even learned to talk, man.
Matt Reif, have you ever come for the safety community again? If you ever come to the safety and protective gear community,
yep,
you're gonna get a reflective vest to the fucking dome.
That's right, buddy.
I'm gonna put you in a reverse life
you're
jacket.
You're walking
you're
down the
wish
sidewalk.
You were wearing a fucking helmet.
Walking down the sidewalk. Oh, do. Gonna go ahead and cross the street. Oh, what's this? Who just put a blindfold on my head before I cross the street?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, helmets.
Safety warriors.
Helmets are stupid. Helmets are gay. Yeah, not so funny when I fucking hit you with my slingshot going top speed 25 miles an hour. Bang.
Yep, Polaris slingshot.
And you're dead,
not
dude.
Not
you're dead because you weren't wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
We need
not
to scare. Honestly,
that's
could
what
be,
I thought he meant too. Uh-huh.
This could be a big.
I knew he was talking about Polaris slingshot.
Kind of helped me a lot.
This could be.
I'm the.
I don't even. That is so ubiquitous to me. The Polaris is so ubiquitous. I forgot that a slingshot was even used to defeat Goliath.
Yeah.
I think that. Anytime I read that passage, which is every other day, which again, me versus Matt Reif, bit of a David versus Goliath kind of thing.
That's right, Matt Reif. You versus me, it's David versus Goliath. I'm Goliath, a big, strong guy, and I'm going to pound your ass in the
ground,
buddy.
I haven't
quite
finished the story, but I know the title.
I'm about to go Goliath on your ass.
I see the word slingshot in the story, and I go to the car rental place
I
rent one
say,
and drive
see,
around
yep.
for a couple hours so I don't
I'm
get mad.
I'm here to kill a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know. You don't know that you have fucked with a disabled guy, a guy with an undiagnosed autoimmune disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hashimoto's.
Could be.
And a guy with purple eye bags.
Yeah,
and
make him ugly to some,
and a guy who was in a couple of special needs classes growing up.
Oh wait, me too.
Oh, yeah, wait, you too.
Yep, I had an IEP.
What's an IEP?
You fucked with a motherfucker with an
integration plan.
Hey, did it hurt when they put it in?
Damn,
IEP.
Matt Reif, you just fucked with a motherfucker with an IEP. Okay,
straight up,
improvised explosive, Patrick, and I'm coming at you. I'm coming at you with a bomb vest. I'm gonna blow your ass up.
We need to do terrorist
Matt Strife.
Strikes.
We
Matt Strike.
Become
we need to do
Matt terrorists.
We need to do a massive.
What
a
the hell are we
strike.
Talking about? What are we talking about right now? This Neptune is making us so blue
right,
that we just
right.
threatened a guy.
We got ice cold.
We got ice cold and threatened a guy
he's
for
gonna be
like
blue.
30 minutes.
He's gonna be blue when they take him out of the closet at the DC Improv where I fucking hit his body.
He's never coming out of the closet.
You're right.
No.
He's in there for life.
Dude, Matt Reif, you just got cooked in 40 different ways, bro.
You got cooked.
Yeah, because you a turkey. You
cooked, 41.
Then froze, then thawed.
And that's the last time you ever fucked with disabled people on our watch, dude. Mm-hmm. Straight up. Sorry to say.
This Thanksgiving, I'm not thankful for you.
Why? Oh, I'm 42. Let's see if we can go for 48. And you.
And that's you, Matt Reif, a burp. Yeah.
And also, bro.
You're a fucking burp.
Take those skinny jeans off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to see those.
Take those skinny jeans off. Well,
show
on
me
a pair.
What you're working with.
And show me your dick, man.
show me that butthole, bro.
Show me your dick.
Bend over. Show me your butt and balls.
Listen, guys, you may look like handsome Squidward, but you act a whole lot more like normal Squidward.
Mm-hmm.
And you blue.
And
like
blue.
Who?
Like Neptune.
And Neptune. Being in L.A.,
Neptune's
dude.
In SpongeBob, too. King Neptune.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. The
god of water.
The god of water aspect of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a petrified piece of beef off the ground.
That's not beef.
What is it?
That's cake.
That's a poop cream.
Oh, cake. Mm.
Yeah, we didn't clean the table.
Clean the table.
That's what the tablecloth is for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We just bundle the whole thing up. But yeah, Neptune, dude. This is really the only thing Neptune has going for it is that a guy was named after him that was a bit cooler.
Mm. And Julio told me this morning, I don't know how he knew this, we were eating breakfast and he just said to me while I was talking, I was like, oh, I got to write my planner report. He said this to me. He said, did you know you need special software to view Neptune? I don't even know what that
means. What could that mean?
What does that mean, Julio?
I did my research.
And
what kind of software
you're gonna say?
I don't know. It's special software.
What? But
so think about other planets, right? You can see them like normally. You can't with Neptune.
Oh, it's too far away.
You need a special software to look at it.
Well, how'd they know it was there until before software?
Windows invented it.
Windows invented Neptune.
Yep.
So this is like,
I don't know if that's true.
You guys remember the like last year Samsung came up with that phone that you look at the moon and it just put a picture of the moon on top of the moon.
Yes, the AI.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That
was
fucked
up.
That shit is so funny.
They are.
They should do that with your mom and dad too.
Speaking of,
I think it does do that. I think they literally have it for faces too.
Yeah. That's a really good thing.
So sick.
Speaking of Samsung, this weekend, so the skate shop that I go to. The skate shop that I go to just did some event with Samsung Galaxy Flip for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, what do you mean for some reason?
For money. Flip. Yeah, Flip. There's actually a good point right there.
But what, the Flip?
Because they love cursing skaters.
I didn't meet him at this event. I saw him on the street and then shook his hand. I fanned out fucking crazy.
About who, man? Let me guess.
Brian Anderson.
Tony Hawk.
It was Brian Anderson.
Who's that, an author?
He had one of the best.
Dude,
video
I had the
parts
same experience with Louis Anderson.
Yeah. Yep.
Fanned the fuck out.
Dude. But I fanned out super hard, shook his hand in the street, and then looked over and realized Samsung had a filmer there. They're filming something with him.
So you're now, in the video?
There's probably B-roll of me saying, you're my favorite skater.
Nice, dude. That's embarrassing
use
as
that.
Fuck.
If they fucking use that, it's
I think
so
about,
embarrassing.
Dude, there's a guy who's on my street that does like TikTok live streams or something where he fucking plays a guitar, and I walk by behind him all the time, and I know for a fact right now I checked he gets about 2 viewers, but one of these days he's gonna pop in a massive way.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna be in all these fucking videos looking at him.
And you're gonna get secondary fame. You're going to be known as that guy.
He's going to be so famous. I'm going to be slovenly hoodie man in the background, and people are going to hunt for me.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you Slavic? No, you weren't Slavic.
I don't know which one Slavic is.
It's
Korean.
Croatia. No, it's not Korean.
No.
The other day
he
said Korean Chungus.
That's not true.
We watched a video called Korean Corndog, and he highlighted the name of the video and said, oh, Korean Chungus.
That's what how you read it was Korean.
I said Korean, and then I said, "Why did you say Korean Chungus?"
It said that
on
the screen.
I didn't say that. The Korean corn dog.
On my screen, it said that.
It didn't say.
I don't
say,
like
I don't
Korean
think it's Korean Chungus.
It's much.
I've never had one.
It's much. They put sugar on it.
Sugar and cheese.
Yeah,
is involved.
And potato, sweet potato.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't say it like that.
Hmm.
No,
and
you
they're
want
all
it.
Like $9 for one corn
dog. Huh?
It's absurd, man. And people in Korea eat this breakfast,
every
lunch, and dinner.
Every single meal they eat one of these.
I had to explain to my cousin, or not my cousin, my friend, that I didn't even realize until I talked to him, but I eat almost at a completely Korean diet.
Yeah.
Everything I eat is Korean food at home. I eat bulgogi.
Kimchi.
I eat kimchi every day. Bulgogi, kimchi, rice, gochugaru, gochujang.
Jang?
Egg. I eat egg.
Bibimbap. Yeah, I eat all this Asian food.
I don't
food.
Really do bibimbap.
Egg. Spam.
Egg is common.
Rice.
Yeah. Egg is common in Asia, but they do it a different way.
Barbecue. Yeah.
Because you
chicken?
Know in Asia, did you know that in Asia?
Chill.
Chill over there. You quiet. Calm down. Calm
if you
the
say
fuck
two
down.
More words, quiet. We have to legally pay you more.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Asia, the chickens are so amazing that you can eat them raw and you can eat the eggs raw as well?
Really?
And no, and it's very common.
Chicken sashimi?
Due to
you can
their
they literally do chicken sashimi. It's, yeah. It doesn't
it
seem
due,
like it would
it
be that
because
good.
Because of the way they treat them? Do they not have factory farms?
They're kinder.
They're kinder. They use they bless the chicken before they kill it. Do they even kill the chicken before they eat it?
They don't kill it, man. That's you.
You
can
eat
it. You just
that's
eat the
interesting.
Chicken.
That's
you have to
fascinating.
Take the, you have to take every
I've seen videos
off.
Where they flatten chickens.
Yeah.
Spatchcock.
I saw a thing the other day that was called toad style turkey.
With a two wired squares, and they go like this. Mm. And then it spins with a machine.
Oh no. Spatchcocking is where you break its back and it's like the shoulders. Even. You push it down like a burger.
Open it up.
Kinda.
Like it's
I'm making a turkey this year. Yeah. And it's toad style turkey.
Toad style is when you cut the
turkey.
Is
there gonna be ham?
I just got nervous because Julio said there wasn't gonna be ham.
I didn't ask him.
I said, I'm so excited for ham. And he went, I don't know if there's going to be ham. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Why did you
said something to him about there not being ham? I got worried.
Julio. Okay.
You know I've been on a ham break.
You know that if I said that... I forgot about the ham break.
And he knows it too. He just said it to make me upset.
If I had told him that there was not going to be ham, you know for a fact, because I knew you were so excited about it, that I would have told him, don't tell Cameron.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you would have found out, but there will be ham.
You would have found out day of.
I'm gonna go get the ham tomorrow.
He would have called you. He would have called you tomorrow or something, or the morning of, and just
so you know,
like you're about to get a call from like your girlfriend breaking up with you.
Right. Yeah.
Like we need.
You know.
We need
to
talk. Can I call you in a second?
Can we talk when you get home? You knew any call from me would have freaked you out. I think about the ham situation.
Yeah.
But no, dude, I have an amazing thing planned.
Thank God.
The problem is, I was going to do an entire Korean... I'm not kidding. I was like, I'm going to do like a themed Thanksgiving dinner this year. But then that was just because I thought girls were coming. But
no girls?
It's only
we're
going to
bro down,
dude.
Whoa!
It's a guys-only Thanksgiving.
Boys-giving.
Dude, it was going to be at least my wife and her sister were going to come, but then they've realized that all the girls went out of town, and now it's just going to be guys. They're just going to go hang out by themselves. Yes, so
that's
I'm not going to make my bulgogi sliders.
Boys-guying.
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 Yes.
Boys-guying. We're going to have a boys-guying dinner.
It's going to be it's going to be lads-giving, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to get pints. Mm-hmm. It's going to start... probably pretty late.
Yeah.
Because
I was going to make
girls,
a lasagna and then decided not to because I feel like you can't have lasagna as a side on Thanksgiving.
We're going to start it early.
There's no girls
getting
ready.
We're going to start at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
That's kind of when Thanksgiving should start, I think.
I've always started at like 1, I feel like. 12 or 1.
I like a Thanksgiving where you get there, you get one of those disgusting cheese balls that's covered in nuts.
Yep.
And then you have about 2 to 3 hours of that and talking and then food.
Cousin walk first.
Do the cousin walk. Which
we're going to do a crazy cousin walk this year.
We're going to leave the turkey in the oven in Caleb's apartment and just go on a cousin walk for 3 hours.
You're going to do a buddy's walk?
No.
While I
cousins.
Cook?
We're going to pretend to be cousins.
If a bunch of guys are at Thanksgiving together, they're cousins.
Uh-huh.
They can be cousins for a day.
Well, whoever's making the turkey is the unk.
Yeah. So I'm unk.
Unk.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't want to be unk.
Unk, bro.
But it will at least be unk where like you guys record me doing something and you're like, oh my God.
Unk out of pocket.
Unk is
unk out of pocket.
Unk twerking on this dumb oven.
Yeah, something like that.
Nah, unk out of pocket.
Just a video of him just pointing a knife at you.
I don't want to be unk. I want to be a cousin.
Bro, then you shouldn't have hosted.
My life sucks shit.
Yeah, dude.
Everywhere I go, I'm an unk.
We just think about
you're
every
unk.
Single thought
you're
that
not,
we've
it's
had
not
today.
Even Thanksgiving, man. You're unk.
I know, dude. I'm always the guy who's in charge of directions and
blue.
Driving.
Hmm? Everything has turned us blue today.
He
got blue
he graduated
about being an
from
unk.
Blue. He's moved on to grayness.
That's because
we
get this, guys.
Wow.
Even though Neptune is a very cold planet, I got hot wearing my hoodie, so I had to take it off.
Damn.
And I think the Matt Rife thing was...
I think you look hotter with it off.
Shit, man. Don't say that to your uncle.
Yeah, don't say that to Unk, bro.
It's fucking weird.
Unk got me feeling some type of way this year.
We need to import some uncles and aunts for Thanksgiving on Thursday.
I would love that. Oh, my God. We could go on Craigslist.
Wait, we should get... Alan? Phil, yeah. Phil and Alan.
I don't think Phil would want to come back, but
Phil
Alan, maybe. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, true. We
could
do.
We could do. We could do the Thanksgiving focus group.
That would work.
They watch us.
They watch us.
We film ourselves eating Thanksgiving. Do you want to make $50 on Thanksgiving Day? We'll pay you $10 to sit for 5 hours and watch us eat.
Do you guys want to watch?
No, you can't have a plate.
Yeah, you're watching us eat. Talk about green bean casserole.
Oh, I have an amazing green bean casserole recipe I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah?
With fresh green beans, guys.
Can you do a tease? Can you do a trailer right now?
Can we have a trailer of the menu?
Okay, guys.
Menu trailer?
Well, it depends on if I decide to make my bulgogi sliders. Mm-hmm. But basically, turkey, that's a lock. Some kind of sage butter that I'm going to put underneath the skin. Crisp it up. That's going to be deliciously juicy.
Do it like a trailer.
This Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sage butter turkey. Possibly I take out the spine and turn it into a big log of meat. Spiral baked ham that I buy pre-baked and I put on glaze, and Cameron thinks that I made the whole thing.
I don't think you make that.
He thinks I make
I'm
it.
Not,
Hawaiian rolls.
I see ham
four
at the store.
Four packages of Hawaiian rolls. Green bean casserole, fresh green beans, and I might even fry my own onions. Chipotle mac and cheese, third year running. First year, really good. Second year, not that good. Third year, I'm going to add mustard powder.
Wow.
And some kind of drink.
Mm.
Maybe a hard Arnold Palmer.
Okay. Made by Noah? Or
a John Daly. That's what we call that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think Noah's even coming. I think Noah's
working. Oh, Noah's working. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucked.
But well, so what do you guys
that means I can bring White Claws.
Yeah.
Which counts as a thing to bring.
Yeah, because I was thinking that
that's
was
what I always
basically
do.
My only option. And then when I realized Noah was going to be there probably making mixed drinks, I was like, well, that's...
This is why our Thanksgiving works, because I cook all the food and everyone else brings drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is usually
Pat brings some food.
I bring food.
Last year he brought about this
I
many
think
vegetables.
I brought way more than that, but I did bring cranberry sauce, I remember.
Which is a crazy move.
Why is that a crazy
move? Because we didn't even have a turkey.
Cranberry sauce is at Thanksgiving. That's when you eat it.
I brought some mashed potatoes that were irrelevant.
Yeah, see, I might even make the mashed potatoes this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going
to,
yeah.
Because I want people to eat them.
Right.
Well, yeah. This year, I'm going to bring, I don't remember bringing a few vegetables.
You got a sheet pan and you laid
I
one,
did have small
one
ass sheet
layer
then,
of vegetables
I have,
on it, and everybody had like four veggies.
I have a bigger sheet pan this year.
You're
going
to have
to. And tomorrow I'm going out, I'm buying stuff, and
okay.
I'm going to do all the prep work.
Whatever think about how many people are coming. I think the head count is eight or nine.
Mm-hmm.
But realize that these are all guys, hungry fucking guys.
Yeah,
two
no.
helpings.
Two I'm going to make
two helpings at least, two
bro,
plates at least.
I know what I'm doing.
And Noah isn't coming there, so you can't.
So, yeah, there's not going to be one guy
no
who only
plate.
Serves himself one crumb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, so don't save a crumb of
Wait,
everything.
Wait, he's not coming.
I know. Here's what I'm thinking. Don't tell him. He's working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking we literally Photoshop. Assassinate him at work, show up with a plate, show up with a plate covered in tinfoil, and go like, dude, since you couldn't come, bro.
We could leave it in his bedroom.
Since you couldn't come, we made your ass a plate,
We could
bro.
All hide in his
and
bedroom.
And then we take
there.
A video of him opening it. He's so excited
we
that his friends did
him.
That for him.
Yeah.
And then he opens it, and it's one.
Deep fake him with a weekend.
We do
plate.
A half of a green bean with all the beans inside taken
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good idea.
And maybe a strand of beef.
Yeah.
Like, you know how slow-cooked beef turns into the strands?
Mm-hmm.
One little hair-sized strand of
yeah.
beef.
That's a good
wow.
idea.
And some, yeah.
And Jeez. We take a bite out of all of it, too.
Mm-hmm. We bite all the food.
I think that's a good idea. Do you guys want to see my painting?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, let's do the painting.
Guys, when I was in Los Angeles, I did a full tour of every single modern art museum.
Uh-huh.
I did the LACMA.
What's that? LACMA balls?
No, it's actually the Los Angeles County Museum of Art.
Hey, you're suffering from LACMA. Yeah, lack of my balls in your mouth.
Damn.
That
Cameron.
Would be lack of my.
Cameron, chill on him.
That would be actually lack of my, not
Cameron,
lack
chill
of
on
you
him.
You
want a lack right
of
now.
My nuts?
No, that would be lick.
You want a lack of my nuts?
No.
Chill, bro.
No.
Chill the fuck
Don't
out.
Be, stop
chill
being.
Chill the fuck. What are you doing?
Okay,
right
you know what?
Now? He's going.
He's a jock.
I'll just rip
He's
my painting up.
You're right. You're right. He is.
Say another
okay.
museum
no, no,
you went
I'll
to.
I'll rip it up.
Oh!
You know what? You don't even want to hear about it. Whatever.
He's been on a jock kick today.
The triumphant return of that song. I've been waiting all
uh-huh.
episode. I realize it's been a long time.
He's been a jock all day. He needed to play a sports song. He's been a jock to Julio.
But here's what I'd like
to
say.
To anybody.
This was...
You ruined your own painting.
So before I tell you what just happened, because I know that you're too stupid to understand, how did me ripping my painting make you feel?
Blue.
Scared.
Blue.
Oh, blue.
Oh, my God.
That was... the art piece. Because here's what I learned. Here's what I learned in Los Angeles. Art can be anything. It doesn't just have to be a awesome photo of you that you took on Mars where you're buff, which is like that. It doesn't have to be a painting of the member berry. It can be a full-on performance, guys. And what I just did was a performance art. And now I will hold the pieces back together, and you can see that this was Neptune.
Wow.
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 So that was pretty amazing, right?
That's incredible. You got the dark spot.
Yeah, there's another dark spot.
Yep. Pretty impressive. And I... And there might be, it kind of has shades of Jupiter, of the Jupiter painting, some might say. But that was also part of the
performance. Well, that's the trademark of your work.
Exactly. So now that will be, and here's how we'll hang it up. We'll hang it up so that the sides are like this.
Right. So that it's like highlight damage.
Yeah. Highlight the rippingness of the whole thing.
But that's incredible.
That's like the Banksy.
Yeah, is it
where it's the self shredding?
Exactly. But I was the one shredding it instead of some.
You were the one shredding the Banksy painting?
Yeah, dude, they had me back there with a crank. Oh, shit. And then it got jammed.
You're in a wheel, you had to run.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not turn this crank. Your job is to guard the painting from this side.
I got you, Mr. Banksy. I got you, Mr. Banksy. Oh, it's kind of hot in here. This must be the AC. Yeah, that was a hard job.
Yeah. Didn't they just reveal Banksy's identity?
Yeah, his name was John Banksy.
He was a peanut.
Holy shit. He was not a peanut.
He's not a peanut, man.
That's what I would do if I was him, though.
You'd be a peanut?
Or I would just I'd be like, here's my face reveal, and then I would just have a mask on a peanut, and I'd
pull it up and picture
like,
of her. I would go
you be
up
another
to a random person on the street and be like, can I take a pic of you?
Yeah.
And I would just, this is me, y'all.
My name is Eduardo.
It's a random person.
Yep. I sell street corn.
Yeah.
It's a guy like this. This is Banksy. That's the thing that's so beautiful about Banksy. He could be anybody.
Yeah.
He could be.
He could be me. Maybe not anybody.
No,
I
think he has to be British.
He could be a British guy who's alive right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have to be alive now.
He could have died years ago. We don't know.
But he just had to have been alive at some point.
Do you think he's something where he'd never even existed?
He could have.
You think it's like Shakespeare where there's multiple
what
guys?
What if all of the British people together are in on it?
Yeah.
What if it was the Queen and that's why we haven't seen something for him in a minute?
Holy fuck.
The Queen was Banksy and she was protesting herself. Controlled opposition.
Psyop,
man.
For a second, I was having trouble following that, and I was like, when did the Queen protest Banksy?
When did the Queen die?
When did she die?
This summer? Last year, or this
How
year.
How did she die again? Old?
Oldness, no. Yeah. Old age, dude.
She got her shit blown out.
Wasn't it violent? Oh, it was violent.
No. She didn't.
She got
have,
blown up.
She did not have sex.
She stepped on a landmine.
Oh, my God.
In her backyard.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Queen of England stepped. There was a landmine from the war, and she didn't know, and she fucking...
Why don't we have a queen? All we have is a freaking
queen. We have a queen?
Ew.
I thought we did. Isn't that the first lady?
She's not a queen.
Isn't she technically the queen?
I thought you were going to say, Beyonce.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Lizzo, somebody like this.
We could have a queen every couple of years, and a new one. Used to have Melania. No, then we had Michelle Obama.
Who's Joe Biden's wife?
Jill Biden, y'all.
Dr. Jill.
Don't forget the doctor.
You don't forget
that.
Her maiden name?
Her maiden name is not doctor.
It was Pepper.
Her name is not Dr. Jill Pepper.
Dr. Jill Pepper.
She was Dr. Jill Pepper.
Yeah.
You're fucking me.
No, I'm not.
You're shitting on me.
I wish I was joking. I really wish that I was joking.
Her last name, you're not for real, though.
No, I'm for real. Her last name was Pepper. Well, peppercorn.
Now I'm thinking it's a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Peppercorn. That's a name. It wouldn't be a word if it wasn't
it's
a name.
A name
Her name
for
is Jillian Peppercorn.
It's a name for a corn or a vegetable.
No.
What the fuck is a peppercorn?
It's a pepper. Dried out
ball.
Ball.
Yeah.
Oh, I had another idea for a... Well, I can't do it because I don't know where my jacket is. But the other idea for performance art was that I got a bunch of blue gum and I was going to chew 100 pieces of it and make a big ball of gum.
Oh, and that would be Neptune?
Blue balls. Let's talk about that.
Bruh.
Neptune is the original blue ball.
Neptune and Uranus. Two blue balls.
Holy
shit. Oh, my God. My blue balls hang over Uranus.
How are your balls blue if they're that close to a fucking asshole?
Well, because you're getting teased.
Yep.
You're getting edged.
Fucking hate getting edged.
I hate that shit, bro.
Just make me nut already. Christ.
Like, honestly, though, I do feel like I could, if I'm being edged, I could do anything.
Yeah. I agree.
I could solve all this.
Are you guys doing No Nut November, guys?
I'm working on it.
I'm
getting ready.
I'm getting ready for it any day here now.
Yep. Once it starts, I can't stop.
You can't stop no nutting?
I can't stop nutting.
Or once you start, you know that.
How about nine nuts November? You only get nine.
Nine is a good.
And you have to like.
Now for me, it'd have to be 99 nuts.
99 nuts of November.
99 nuts on the wall.
The 99 nuts.
That would be such a fire rom-com.
Three and some odd times a day.
Then he falls in love.
Yeah. They should make rom-coms for guys that are just mostly about fucking.
Yeah.
They and did without that. The love and marriage
Didn't
part.
They do that? That was 40 days and 40 nights?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
It's a movie where a man gets assaulted. And then that's how he loses the challenge.
He jizzes while he gets assaulted?
Yeah. He gets it's by a woman.
Oh, he's challenged to do 40 days and 40 nights.
But then a woman assaults him to jizz?
Yeah, and that's how he loses.
Wait, he gets sexually.
And this is played for laughs or it's played as a tragedy?
It's played for laughs.
For his fallen.
It's played for laughs, yeah. It's crazy. I think it's Josh Hartnett is the star.
Who's that?
He's in Oppenheimer.
He's in Oppenheimer in Sin City.
He's like this in Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer,
you can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Blow Oppenheimer, you crazy bitch.
What?
But he can't, like, you can't.
No, when he says that, he's saying that you can't be a communist.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, you have to build this. That's
me. Oh, okay.
I want you to do it.
So tell me more about this movie,
Oppenheimer,
though.
Every scene. I liked the movie, but it was annoying. Everyone was doing that.
How many times have you sat right there and I've sat right here and we've gone over this?
The American Prometheus.
You can't build a bunch of fucking crazy bombs and blow up a bunch of crap, man.
What are you building this stuff for?
Nobody's going to buy this crap.
Do you hate Japanese people? Is that why you're building that?
They're taking a picture of you?
The children. There's children
outside, and they're taking photos of us.
They heard us talking about Oppenheimer, a bunch of movie fans.
Yeah. I think that those are Oppenheimer stands out there, bro.
Yeah, they're trying to tear down the studio.
Bro.
Goddamn bastards. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oppenheimer.
Well, that movie, that's how the movie ends. His girlfriend finds out.
What are we going to do with Julia today?
I think I'm going to name myself Oppenheimer. That's how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to call him Oppenheimer. I think I'm going to call the bomb. The Oppenheimer bomb.
Wow.
They looked out by calling him Oppie the whole movie.
It's cool. It's a cool... Apparently, that's his real-life nickname.
That was his nickname.
Oppie?
Yeah,
Oppie.
I wouldn't say Oppenheimer all the time like that.
What? Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say Oppenheimer.
You'd say Oppie, Oppie, Oppie.
Oppie, Oppie, Oppie.
Oppie, Oppie, Oppie.
Oppie, Oppie, Oppie.
They only call him Oppie the whole movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They do.
Why not Robert?
Well, it's J. J.
J.
What does the J stand for? Nothing, apparently.
Really?
That's what the line in the movie.
Holy crap.
He doesn't stand for anything.
Holy shit. Oh, so he doesn't give a fuck about anything?
Einstein's in it, too.
Yeah.
Albert. Einstein. It's nice to see you again. Einstein, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. They call me Albert E. now.
All right.
That's nothing,
we're
going
to take Julio out.
Well, you got to take him out to the club right now.
We're taking him to...
Do you want to go clubbing?
Yeah. It's been one of your video episodes. Do you guys know that?
Today? Yeah.
It's actually... Oh, here's something interesting.
Blew it on the worst one.
Well, it wasn't today. It's like
fine today.
Neptune?
It's a blue episode. It's a blue day. Or a gray day.
It is a gray day.
Here's something crazy that's coming up.
What's that?
The 5th anniversary of the podcast
is
on Christmas Eve.
We're sending into kindergarten, y'all.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Can you believe that?
I can believe
FUD
it.
FUD is going to kindergarten. That's coming up.
So everyone, I want to see some type of celebration from everybody.
Use the hashtag 5 years of pal.
And you have to draw it on your body.
No.
No.
No. Someone else's
draw
body.
Draw it on someone else's body on the train and then take a video of you doing it.
Basically, December is going to be the month of pal.
Yep. We have to figure out what the plan is. But if you guys like the 5 weeks of planets, guess what, man?
The probably 5 years of podcast.
This is going to be the rest of the entire podcast is an awesome themed month. And after Planet, we'll figure it out. Somebody said dinosaurs.
Somebody
I like that
idea.
That
is a good
one. I like that idea.
I have so many dinosaur books that I can bring in. We can study together.
The entire podcast is kind of changing from being about a list of different things that we do. The whole thing is a list.
Well, that's why the name is so great. It's so flexible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hashtag 5 years of pal.
Check us out on Thanksgiving at
Caleb's Thanksgiving.com.
Thanksgiving.com at our
house. We'll be live streaming at Thanksgiving.com.
Yep. Showing a bunch of videos of people doing a turkey eating competition. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, my friends. Listen up, man. I think that we need to eat this Bobo stew while it's still hot. Mm-hmm. We need to.
Is it even hot? It's not hot.
It's not going to be hot at all when the
suck my dick, man. I fucking made this all day. I fucking made
so
this.
Good. It looks tastes so like good. Shit. How do you know it tastes like shit?
I took a bite of the stew's part. Doesn't taste like shit, but there's no rules.
Well, it's going to taste like shit in a second.
It's about to be. It won't taste like shit.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, dear.
George Dick. George Dickel White.
Pour myself a little something.
Some of that Dickel.
Some of that white Dickel.
Pour up that white Dickel. Let's get this. Pour Let's up that dickle, white y'all. Dickle.
Can't
Let's
go
eat
to waste,
stew.
Mr. Spiller. White Dickle. All right, a little bit of white Dickle, huh?
Oh, this
not
is
enough. Yeah, oh, wait, you're up. Crazy, mate.
Oh my God,
this guy wants
fair.
More white Dickle.
Spirit of
stinks. All right, the please, me as much
white Dickle.
White Dickle.
White Dickle. Okay, guys, wait. Before we do this, what are you thankful for?
Stinkful.
What are you stinkful for?
I'm stinkful for. Everything that has happened this year.
Wow, good start.
I'm very stinkful for the fact that the 5 weeks of planets has lined up so beautifully between the stinky planet and the stinky holiday.
I actually can't believe it.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys. Stinky, stinkful, happy Stinksgiving.
My favorite online community.
Oh, God, no. It's so much. It's literally
that was
so
too much.
Much.
That was way
Look
too much.
Look at that. It's gone off. God. It's so cloudy.
Oh.
It's literally completely inedible now.
Okay, we got it.
It smells like when
no,
you're
I'm
cooking.
Not. I'm sorry. Bottoms I don't
up.
Think I can.
It smells like when you cook marsala.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck. Caleb, you went right in.
I'm going to eat the beef.
It's kind
of
good,
yeah,
man.
I'm going to have a bite of beef. I'm going to kind of skip the broth, maybe.
You got to get the broth.
No, it's chewable. Guys, oh, he spit it out. Oh, but he's not stinkful.
Oh, no, that tasted exactly like throw up.